This is Jaguar's All Access. Brought to you by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, an official sponsor of the Jaguars. Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good. And Everbank, the official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Jaguars All Access. This version coming from the UK. The Jaguars left immediately after the Cincinnati game, a small staging stop at the historic Montgomery Inn, the boathouse right there on the Ohio River in Cincinnati. Then to the Cincinnati airport, where it was off to Gatwick, where the Jaguars arrived this morning and have been here at the Grove, where they had a minor little workout as well. We are at the Grove, and this is where we'll be with the Jaguars this week, a Jaguars All Access. It's a game against the Cowboys this coming Sunday as the Jaguars will try to earn their second victory of the year. Joining me, as he does every week, is Jeff Lagerman, who, Jeff, you've been on this trip before. Mm-hmm. Nicer place this year, and I think that makes a difference. The Grove is a very nice home base for the Jaguars. They feel very comfortable here.
Much nicer place because everybody can stay here, whereas last year they had to split some of the staff up to a different location. But it's more comfortable, I think, because this is the second trip. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people are more familiar with it as far as the logistics go. The coaching staff has been here before, so I think it makes it easier on everybody to have a certain comfort level being the second time.
You know, and the Jaguars went right to work today as well. They got off the plane, got on a bus, and it was over an hour trip here from Gatwick all the way up here. We're in kind of the northwest suburbs of, actually not even the suburbs, the outskirts mm-hmm. of London. And then onto the field and a temporary kind of locker room set up. And a very beautiful field. Grass is kind of high for, I guess, what they'll see at Wembley. But nonetheless, got out there, get to stretch their legs, and meet with some fans.
It would have been nice if they allowed them to practice on the golf course.
The
golf course
it
here
is perfect,
it looks pretty nice. You're a golfer, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So you might get around it, but it would have been nice to have for the team. But I think that the reason they do that is just to work out some of the lactic acid. You know, you just played a game, you're sitting on a plane for so long, you want to work out the kinks and kind of get back into the flow.
And the numbers of people who were here, I mean, they invited 100 of the Union Jacks fans here, and they all showed up from all over. I talked to people from Bournemouth, which is a three-hour drive from here, you know, who made their way here to see their team.
It's tremendous. You know, it's amazing how the following has just grown, just in the case of really, what, a little over a year since this team made the announcement that they were going to make a commitment to come each and every year for a period of 4 years. And the fans, when they got here, now they were all decked out in Jaguars gear. Some of them had a little bit missing components to it, I'll say, but for the most part, they look good.
Our guest this week on Jaguars All Access is Cinderic Marks, who probably is the most consistent player the Jaguars have seen in their lineup this year. Sen, how was the trip for you? You know, people don't understand, you know, football players are bigger than normal, so to sit in that seat, to come over, how was that?
Wait a minute now. He wasn't in a normal seat.
It was nice. It was a lot better than last year simply because we had played a game. We went and ate right after the game. So he was a bit tired. You know, you got a chance to sleep more and relax and lay out. So the trip didn't seem, you know, that long as opposed to last year. So
it
was better.
I'm bringing up this. You weren't in a normal seat. Tell the truth.
I wasn't in a normal seat.
A normal first-class seat.
Well, our seats laid out into a bed, you know, which is pretty nice.
We were in the back, and the regular seats were our seats.
There were so many. Like I was in a row that I didn't even know that there were that many rows on airplanes.
Yes. The coaching staff typically sits in first class, but they gave it up.
They gave it
guys.
Up. They did, and that was good. They're with us. You know, that showed that they're with us. But it was cool. I mean, I went back and saw that section. It was in first-class seats. So your seats was probably bigger than a commercial first-class flight.
Yeah, they didn't lay down on the beds.
Well, I guess. But it was nice. That is pretty cool. You know, especially people. Last year was my first time doing it. I've never seen, you know, that on a plane where the seat actually lets out into a bed. And, you know, you got your meal tray, TV. You know, so it was pretty nice. It was a real nice trip.
You know, the Jaguars last year did come to London, from home, so they waited a day before they came. This mm-hmm. year, the road trip started in Cincinnati and here, and that's where we start with our top plays. Jeff, yesterday, Denard Robinson scores a touchdown, and again,
The offensive line seems to really be able to figure out how to move the ball on the ground.
Vaughn had a chance to watch him on film today, Senderick, and boy, the job that the offensive line is doing, they're doing a great job. And also, Denard Robinson just keeps getting better and better.
Oh, yeah, and that's great for him. You know, especially coming in as an offensive weapon, you know, not knowing exactly what you were, and to get in that spot to solidify and actually get some yards and get things going along with the offensive line is really big for Denard.
Second week in a row, JT Thomas comes up with an interception. This one was bouncing all around, and he finally grabbed it, and you could see it in his eyes. He was desperate to score right there.
It was interesting how it happened because I'm not sure who was bullying the left tackle, Andrew Whitworth, but somebody was pushing him back, and all of a sudden Andy Dalton throws it. It hits him in the back, bounces up, and JT makes a pick, and that was big because it allowed you guys to score the Denard touchdown, which brought you guys back within 3 points.
Oh, yeah, it was huge. It was actually huge just to see how we continue to fight. You know, I mean, we went down and the defense had to go out and get a stop. We continue to fight. Offense punch it in and give us a chance. So I mean, that was huge for us just to show, you know, that we're growing and we continue to work.
In our Baptist Health game-changing moment, you could pick either one. The two touchdowns by Allen Hurns. Boy, he catches touchdowns in bunches, doesn't he?
Well, and he actually has tied a Jaguars rookie season record with 5 touchdowns and still got a lot of games to go. Congratulations to Allen Hurns. But most importantly, he bailed out a young quarterback that proved some of those throws weren't so good. You know, but Allen Hurns just competed for him and got him.
You know, he really went and took the ball away. Like, he took it and made those touchdowns happen.